Think a minute. A very successful man said, "Success is mostly failing." What we don't know about the world's most successful people is how many times they failed before they finally succeeded. You see, successful people just keep learning from their failures until they finally do succeed. As a famous entertainer put it, if you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. This is the true story of a man who, when he was 22 years old, failed at business. The next year, he tried for public office in government and lost. So he tried again at business, but failed at that again. Then at age 25, he tried for government office again, and this time he won. But the following year, his fiancée died, and at age 27, he had a nervous breakdown. In the next 7 years, he tried for government office 3 more times and lost all 3 times. Then 3 years later, at age 37, he tried again for government office and finally won. But only 2 years after that, he lost it again. In the next 10 years, he tried 2 more times for the United States Senate and lost both times. Then he tried for vice president and lost that too. Finally, 2 years later, at age 51, this man was elected president of the United States. And today, he's considered by many to be the greatest president in America's history. That is the true life story of Abraham Lincoln. You see, failing should actually make us better, not bitter, since it helps us learn something that doesn't work. So the next time you try, you're that much smarter. But when you do fail and make mistakes, you need the inner strength and courage to keep going, so your life's disappointments and difficulties don't make you quit and stop short of your potential and all that you can do in life. You see, Jesus is the one who can help you use your failures and disappointments to make you much stronger and wiser, so you'll reach the real success He's designed you to enjoy, both professionally and personally. So why not ask Him to take control of your character and career? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.